Several times each year, Gary Freitag and a pilot friend fly from Ketchikan to remote Doll Island on the Alaska-Canada border, a distance of about 80 miles. They make the trip to look for illegal aliens. They're not the U.S. Border Patrol looking for people sneaking into the country. Freitag is a biologist with the Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He goes to Doll Island to look for European green crabs that might make their way north from British Columbia.
It's the most southern island on the outside coast, and I've got an inlet there that I can land in there with a float plane, and we fly out and we set pots, traps, basically, in that estuary that's got seagrass and has dungeness in it, and it's the right kind of conditions, and we set pots out there overnight, and then we fly back out the next day and check them.
European green crabs are considered an invasive species. That's a species not native to the region and one that can displace native plants and animals and cause serious environmental damage. So far, the crab has made its way as far north as British Columbia. And though the crabs are just a few inches in size, Freitag says the crab's arrival would be bad news for Southeast Alaska's crab fisheries and the region's marine ecosystem.
First of all, they're a fairly aggressive crab. When you have a lot of these green crab, they can actually be pretty competitive, if not kill, a lot of the indigenous species. The other thing they do is they're really, really devastating on shellfish. And so a lot of the resources that depend upon mussels and clams are getting impacted because these guys are eating a lot of the food. They're quite nasty little critters.
So far, Freitag hasn't caught any European green crabs at Doll Island, but he thinks it's just a matter of time before he does.
Yeah, it's probably going to establish the environmental conditions in Alaska are ideal for this animal.
A few years ago, researchers from the Smithsonian identified other invasive species that have made their way to Alaska, two species of invasive tunicates, commonly called sea squirts. Thought to have first come into the United States from Japan in the 1970s, they look a bit like an orange-colored sponge. Colonies of invasive tunicates have been found in several places around southern Southeast Alaska. Freitag says their spread poses a special danger to the region's shellfish aquaculture farms.
People are raising oysters, for example, up here in Alaska, which is happening pretty heavily over on Prince of Wales and Metlakatla and areas like that. They can actually smother the cages and cause disruption of the water flow and oxygen flow and all that.
When it comes to spotting illegal aliens, Freitag has his work cut out for him. He's one of just a handful of people looking for invasive species along Alaska's thousands of miles of coast. Coastwise Alaska is a production of the Alaska Sea Grant Program, which offers outreach and technical assistance to help Alaskans wisely use, conserve, and enjoy the state's marine and coastal resources. Check out our website at coastwisealaska.org.